I'm Ricky Bevington, live from the GPB newsroom. Here in Georgia, the Department of Transportation starts work this week on raising parts of a state highway that are prone to tidal flooding. This is the road to Tybee. Independent science organization Climate Central tells the Savannah Morning News rising sea levels indicate an estimated 5 coastal floods per year at Fort Pulaski may increase to 50 per year by the 2030s. The Middle Georgia studio where Southern Rock legends like Allman Brothers and Charlie Daniels Band recorded will reopen later this year. Mercer University announced today the restored Capricorn Studios will open December 3rd. That is in time to mark the 50th anniversary of its founding. It will also have rehearsal rooms and an interactive music history exhibit. The studio closed in 1979. Two Georgia universities placed in the top 30 of a ranking of top-rated American public colleges. That's according to a new report from Business First. Georgia Tech ranked 11th. The University of Georgia came in at 28th. Business First measured schools' graduation and retention rates, selectivity, and community. Among other factors, the University of Michigan led the 2019 ranking. The first ever Augusta National Women's Amateur Golf Tournament ended this weekend. Wake Forest senior Jennifer Kupcho came out on top. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
A champion's finish as Jennifer Kupcho is the first winner.
Kupcho bested 71 other golfers to win the event. This is the first time women have competed at Augusta National Golf Course, which had a longtime ban on membership for women. Kupcho spoke about making history during the trophy presentation.
It's just great to be able to do that and get the first win after I hit the first tee shot of the tournament. It's a feeling I can't describe.
Augusta National will now turn to hosting the Masters Tournament, which begins later this week. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.